So it's like, you can hate on cold approach all you want and say you're not going to use it, but if you take that out of the equation, what do you have left? You have left mainstream. You can look me in my eyes and see I hate myself. What is going on, YouTube? I'm back and very excited. I want to wish you all a happy new year 2022. As you guys know, I only uploaded one video last week because I figured it was the last week of the year. I want to relax, and not just relax. I had some things that I was like preempting. Is that the word? Forgive my English, guys. Preempting. So I quit caffeine, and there's a couple other things that I've been doing. So last week, I cold turkey quit caffeine on Sunday of last week. I'm sorry, you know, Sunday was the first day, so I had like a huge headache, and then my motivation was pretty bad all week. But I knew that was gonna happen. I was prepared for that when I quit caffeine, which I'm a lot better now. I don't get those, you know, because my tolerance was already built. That's not really the point of this video, but I'm just sharing this with you guys. If you're interested, I might make a video on caffeine and stuff like that later, but I just wanted a more sustained energy. I figured my tolerance was already built. The effects of caffeine are basically that it gives you a boot, like it enhances you. It's a stimulant. It does make you focus better, more alert. But if you use it every day, then it just basically, you see the high that you get, it's just baseline. At a certain point, you build tolerance, or you're drinking it to feel normal, and maybe you get a small spike. And then you start, you know, adding more and more caffeine, and it's just a bad rut. I don't want to be dependent on it, so I let it go. And finally, now I feel like 8 days later, I feel better. It wasn't I didn't have like super high doses of it, but I definitely needed it. And I had quit before and then got back, so I have some experience with it. But now I'm pretty much leaving it for good. So, to dive into this video, guys, without further ado, man, should you cold approach in 2022? And before getting into that, man, I just want to say rest in peace, Tom Terrero, man. I found out the last day of the year. You know, this is just very sad, man. The last day of the year, I found out January 31st, I get a message from my really good friend, and he told me that Terrero had passed away, and I was just sort of shocked, and that the reason was that he killed himself. Now, who is Tom Terrero? Tom Terrero is basically a guy who basically learned or was a presence in the online community when it comes to teaching men how to meet women during the day. So he became very popular. He's probably the only guy, one of the very few guys that actually became popular when it comes to helping men how to meet women during the daytime. So that's really good. It went really well for him. He was able to help a lot of men. He was able to make, 1 second, guys. He was able to make, he was able to help a lot of men. At the same time, he was able to gain some wealth from it, because of course it's an exchange of value. You help people, and then people help you, and then you get wealthy. That's basically how getting rich works, guys. So it's very important that you bring value. So you should never focus on, this is a little side lesson here, you should never focus on getting rich. You should focus on bringing value, and as a return of that value, you will get your wealth. So keep that in mind, guys. And so value is the most important thing. So that's the thing you should focus on bringing. So Terrero did bring a lot of value, man. He paved the way. I always love how clean all of his his products were, how clean, just his whole presentation was just very great. I feel like he was a very smart guy. I feel like very smart guy, very nice guy from what I saw a lot of videos of his stuff. It's just very good delivery. Everybody seemed to get along with him. Just a good guy overall. Now, he was maybe a little too clever for his own good. He did get caught faking some infield when he was kissing a girl, but that was more of like a marketing ploy, I feel. And he did apologize for that. I think he did talk about that, and that did hinder him a little bit. He kept on going, man. And you know, besides the little marketing, you know, people think they're smart sometimes. They want to market, and it just comes back to bite them in the butt, right? So, you know, especially in the early days of online, you gotta understand the guy started like super early, so he was just trying to compete in the market, I guess, and just like faked like a kiss on the he faked a kiss on camera just so he could, I guess, like, you know, show it to. I mean, it's weird that you fake a kiss because that's like the easiest thing, but I guess he wanted the angles and all that stuff. And I have a video about that, man. And you know, there's people today still faking stuff, man, but I'm not gonna expose people right now. And that doesn't take away from the fact that even after that happened, man, he just kept producing, he kept putting out good work, he kept helping out a lot of guys. And I did put a lot of his refined day game research into action and got results myself. I've since moved on. Now, my favorite guy when it comes to daytime approach is somebody. I'm not going to talk about that because I want to pay tribute to Torero, but he was just great. Great in the community, great helping out. Like, it's just good, right? So what happened is then, apparently there was this whole clash, and this is going to lead me into what I want to talk about about should you cold approach in 2022. He had this whole issue, but at the bottom of it all, man, there needs to be a lot of things that have to change, because the guy just had issues, but in reality the intent was good. And at the end of the day, guys need to learn how to move in the dating market. So you can attack certain ideas and maybe take away certain ideas. So, you know, you can pick at the guy. Like a report I read was like picking on, you know, people for like learning how to pick up chicks. But it's like, okay, you shouldn't attack the person, attack the idea. So for example, if there's like maybe 80% of the stuff is like good and men can apply it and actually move forward in dating, and maybe that 20% that you don't like, that the media focuses on, that 20%, okay, attack those ideas and then have them remove the ideas and make sure that the person bringing the ideas has a good heart. And I feel like Tom Torero was a man with a beautiful heart, and may he rest in peace, and he will never be forgotten and will always go down as one of the motivational figures in the men's dating advice early days. So rest in peace, Tom Torero, man. Rest in peace, man. Okay, guys, so should you cold approach in 2022? My question, what other option do you have? What other option do you have? Keep in mind, there's the whole online thing. We're not going to talk about that. We already debunked that. Of course, you want to be making your social media profile better. You want to be obviously taking good pictures, working on yourself, your physical shape, so you could look better in pictures, having a life, creating a life you enjoy for yourself. But that's something you should do anyway, but it's all about how you present that life afterwards, right? So of course you should cultivate self-love, all of that stuff, and yes, have an online profile. We're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your main thing, which is going to be cold approach and meeting people, right? Should you be able to do it? Well, what other option do you have? What other option do you have? You don't want to poison the well, as Waffles likes to say in one of his videos, by just like hitting on girls. Like, for example, you could meet girls like at work, you could meet girls like in certain places, but you know, if it goes wrong, you're poisoning the well, and it's just not a steady income. It's not a steady funnel. So of course what you have left is cold approach, and it's the most efficient way to actually date if you think about it, because you don't have to be like playing these little games or thinking how you're gonna maneuver through certain circles and being all needy and all that stuff. It just doesn't really work anyway. So guys are like, so it's like you can hate on cold approach all you want to say you're not gonna use it, but if you take that out of the equation, what do you have left? You have left mainstream. The mainstream is not really helping you guys. That's where you're at. So at the end of the day, the only thing you have left is to man up, take action, put yourself out there in the correct manner, and it's as simple as this, guys. If you're out there selling turd, if you're a really good salesman, you can sell that turd. Okay, somebody's gonna buy that turd. But if you actually have a package that's actually valuable that you're trying to sell, that's even better. And that's what I recommend guys to do. If you have a package that's actually valuable, it's good. Now, there's guys that have the dawn of salesmanship and they can sell turd, but eventually that shit's gonna start to stink. So I recommend actually polishing and creating a package that you can actually sell upon the cold approach, which means it's you, right? You want to hit the gym, you want to have self-love, you want to have your finances in order, you want to do all that. Now, you don't want to wait till you have all that ready. Like, you know, they say girls wait at the finish line for the winners. Nah, forget about all that. You want to still socialize every day, or at least 5 days a week. You want to get yourself out there for a minimum amount of time. You don't have to spend a lot of time out there. It's not good to be out there all the time socializing. You want to have a balance of health, your financial, your career, your passion, your hobbies, all of that. And then you want to have your social time. So make sure you schedule, make sure you structure it, okay, guys, so that you could get yourself out there. We have tons of videos about that in this channel. So I don't want to make this video too long, man. I made my point. It's pretty obvious, bro. Now, if you have any arguments, leave it in the comments below. If you have any other way better, I already know the answer to this, better than cold approach or any argument against it, feel free to make your own YouTube channel. Feel free to debate me. I want to think of all the ways, right? But cold approach is the way. 2022, and make sure the package you're selling is the best package you can sell. Don't worry if you're not where you want to be yet, man. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. So you'll have plenty of adventures as you are right now. As you are right now, you're full of potential, and you'll have many adventures. So don't be discouraged, man. And actually, I'm gonna make another video about this, man. All the simping and whining needs to stop in 2022. Guys, thank you for watching the video. Like, comment, subscribe. Catch you next time. Peace. Same nigga that you knew way back when. You acting like it's somebody you don't know. Tell me how the fuck you supposed to stay friends when you got a bunch of